There was once a riverboat captain whose life was changed by a preacher. He built a church for that preacher, a building that still stands today. However, you don't know it for the riverboat captain or the preacher. It's our best of 2012 on today's edition of The American Countryside. My friends at 31 are ready for their after Christmas sale, and you won't want to miss out. 31 Gifts is the place you can find totes, thermals, purses, organizers, and so much more. Beginning December 26th, you can get some of your favorite 31 items at up to 75% off. Shop the outlet sale at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Plan to shop early to get the best selection at up to 75% off. The outlet sale is only on from December 26th through the 28th. The best deals of the season at my31bag.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It's a well-known building in downtown Nashville, but few people know its original purpose.
Well, it all started actually in 1885. It all started with a revival that was held in downtown Nashville by an evangelist named Samuel Jones. He was against drinking and all the evils that were going on in the city of Nashville.
Joshua Bronenberg says the revival attracted one unlikely character.
Just by chance that day, Thomas Ryman, who was a riverboat captain, had 35 riverboats and also had a saloon, happened to be trying to go to his favorite saloon that day, and it was closed.
Ryman learned the saloon was closed because evangelist Jones was preaching against all the things that made Ryman money. Alcohol, gambling, and the like.
So his plan was to go and run the reverend out of town, break up his tent revival, chase him out of Nashville, and what happened, in fact, was that he was converted, as it was that day. Certainly changed his opinion, and shortly thereafter, he dedicated himself to building a proper place for Samuel Jones to give his speeches and services.
So Ryman, the riverboat captain, was a changed man, now devoting his time and his wealth to build a permanent structure where Jones could deliver his message.
He's worked on planning it for a while. It started construction in 1880. The plan was to have it completed in 1891, but it didn't open until 1892 as the Union Gospel Tabernacle. It wasn't called the Ryman Auditorium quite yet. He was a very wealthy man. He didn't pay for it all himself, but he basically financed the bonds and supported it.
Of course, people don't call it Union Gospel Tabernacle today, but instead, Ryman Auditorium, one of the homes of the Grand Ole Opry. Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.